From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Speer. President Obama is saying he wants to talk first with his top military commander in Afghanistan before deciding whether he should be fired. The president's remarks at the end of a cabinet meeting in Washington are in regard to a magazine article in which General Stanley McChrystal and some of his top aides are quoted as criticizing the president and members of his administration for their handling of the Afghan war.
Whatever decision that I make with respect to General McChrystal, or any other aspect of Afghan policy is determined entirely on how I can make sure that we have a strategy that justifies the enormous courage and sacrifice that those men and women are making over there.
Mr. Obama has called McChrystal back to Washington. He says the general showed poor judgment in terms of the comments he made in an interview done for Rolling Stone magazine. McChrystal has apologized for the remarks. In what amounts to something of a setback for the White House, a federal judge in New Orleans has moved to block a six-month moratorium on new deepwater drilling projects. U.S. District Judge Martin Feldman signing with companies that ferry people and supplies to offshore rigs that contend the moratorium was arbitrarily imposed. Moratorium was put in place after the explosion of the Deepwater Horizon drilling rig that has resulted in hundreds of thousands of barrels of oil spilling into the Gulf. A University of Georgia marine scientist, meanwhile, says her data pervasively confirms there are huge plumes of oil and gas from the BP well in the deep waters of the Gulf of Mexico. We get that story from NPR's Elizabeth Shogren.
Samantha Joy says her lab results show extremely elevated levels of methane and other gases in clouds of hydrocarbons 10 miles long and 3 miles wide. She says the oxygen in these plumes is low, but not too low to support marine life. That's because tiny organisms devouring the gas use up lots of oxygen. Joy calculates that it will take years, if not decades, for oxygen levels to be restored. She cannot yet say if there are toxic levels of oil deep underwater, nor can she yet conclusively fingerprint the plumes to the BP well. Elizabeth Shogren, NPR News, Washington.
Prices are up again for existing homes, but they're still lower than a year ago. And NPR's Paul Brown reports it'll be a while before economists consider the real estate market stable because home sales are also down.
Economists such as Diane Swank of Mesirow Financial say people rushing the market in April to benefit from expiring tax credits helped to support prices, but now that's over.
The housing market is sort of feeling what we had feared it would feel, and that is now that government stimulus is gone, there's still not enough fundamental strength in the market.
Sales continue to fall. A Realty Group's figures show sales of previously occupied homes down more than 2% in May from April, and nearly a third of the sales in May were in distress, such as foreclosures. That indicates prices could head down again. Paul Brown, NPR News, Washington.
This is NPR. Following yesterday's guilty pleas by Faisal Shahzad in connection with the failed Times Square bombing attempt last month, intelligence officials are saying the Pakistani-born man had help in that country. Officials say a number of alleged accomplices of Shahzad's have been detained in Pakistan, and some are talking, saying he was determined to strike the U.S. even before receiving Taliban training. Shahzad admitted involvement in the failed attack yesterday in a New York federal court and agreed to plead guilty to 10 terrorism and weapons counts. In Utah, two Republican U.S. Senate candidates are vying for the seat of three-term incumbent Bob Bennett. Today's Utah primary also features anti-incumbent discontent with a lone Democrat in the state's congressional delegation. From Salt Lake City, NPR's Howard Berkus reports.
The Democrat is five-term incumbent Congressman Jim Matheson, whose rejection of the president's health care plan has attracted his first Democratic challenger ever. Retired teacher Claudia Wright labels Matheson too conservative, but being anything but conservative makes winning difficult in one of the nation's most conservative states, and both of the Republicans seeking the seat of incumbent Senator Bob Bennett have support from ultra-conservative Tea Party activists responsible for Bennett's ouster. Businessman Tim Bridgewater and constitutional lawyer Mike Lee are so similar on most issues they've struggled to distinguish themselves. The winner among them today is expected to win the general election in November, given historically weak support for Democratic Senate candidates statewide. Howard Berkus, NPR News, Salt Lake City.
On Wall Street, weak housing numbers worried the financial markets. The Dow Jones Industrial Average was down 148 points today. The Nasdaq lost 27 points. The Standard & Poor's 500 dropped 17 points. I'm Jack Speer, NPR News, in Washington.